Stocks dipped this morning despite the news that the U.S., Russia, and Saudi Arabia have reached a deal to pump less oil in order to bolster prices, which have fallen below $30 a barrel in the last month. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money, joins us now. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Well, explain this oil deal first. Why Saudi Arabia and Russia had a change of heart on production levels and why investors don't seem to care?
Well, let's start with why the deal happened. Remember, this is way back, it seems like forever ago, about a month ago, and this was a dispute between Saudi Arabia and Russia about oil and whether Russia was going to curtail its production. And when Russia sort of was holding firm and kind of trying to jostle with Saudi Arabia basically said, okay, fine, we'll start pumping. And they pumped like crazy, tons of oil on the market, pushing down the price of oil below 20 bucks a barrel. And I think that the 23 countries involved all decided that this was just too much to bear. In fact, they were pumping so much oil, they were running out of places to store it. Now, why doesn't it matter? Well, this is 13% of world production, and analysts do not believe it's actually enough. And they see prices going down further. Crude oil this year alone down 60% because there's just no demand for any energy products.
So the other thing that I gather investors are interested in today is the quarterly earnings coming out from the big banks, which could give us an idea about the health of the financial system. And I guess people are worried about that, too. What are you watching for there?
Well, I think that the banking system is actually pretty good right now. We certainly came into this pandemic in much better shape as financial institutions are concerned than we were back in 2007. Now, that said, let's get back to the oil market for one little weirdo thing. And that is that a lot of the small U.S. shale producers have borrowed a lot of money. A lot of that borrowed money is in the form of junk bonds. And there is some concern that the oil market itself could create some uncertainty in financial companies. So what we're going to be looking for in the banks and some of the larger institutions is how many loans are drying up, how many people have stopped paying their payments on things like credit cards and mortgages, and we want to get a sense of how much their profits are narrowing now that interest rates are essentially at zero. That's usually not a good thing for banks.
Jill, big picture, what do you make of the overall kind of stock market rebound? Last week was the best week for the S&P 500 since 1974. But does that make sense to you, given the uncertainty about the future?
Well, I think that we always mistake the stock market as this, you know, clairvoyant institution. It's just a bunch of people, and they usually just focus on one thing at a time. And so right now, when you talk to big investors, they're all talking about when the curve is bent and like as if they were epidemiologists. I do think last week's action is a little bit of euphoria. Now, stocks had gone down by a third from February to March. Now they're up 25% since those lows. But you really are thinking about the stock market when we look at price action is discovery. And they don't know. Investors, big or small, don't know where the bottom is simply because we don't know how long this pandemic's influence will be felt in the economy. We know we're in a recession. It's a deep one. We don't know how long it will persist.
That is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Thank you.